Ray, how are you this morning?
I'm doing really, really good. Thanks.
Well, I spoke with Tim Skubick this morning, and from what I understand, there is a budget proposal on the table, and it doesn't look good for what you were seeking to get the members of your union when it comes to the retirement package and the raise they're doing. They're due that 3% raise. From what you know, fill us in.
Well, what I'm hearing is there's a possibility that the state employee retirement plan or proposal could be rolled up into the entire budget process, meaning the 2010-2011 fiscal year. And my sources are telling me there could be, in fact, a forced 3% salary contribution with this plan, and it would be phased in over 3 years. And, of course, you know, we're opposed to any type of tax on our pay or a pay cut, and we feel like this could be a backdoor way of getting concessions from us without going to the bargaining table. Now, of course, we would support any type of plan that would give our members the ability to retire with a higher multiplier or opening it up so more people are eligible. We just are opposed to any type of plan that would cut our pay.
And for folks who don't know, Ray, tell our listeners who are the members who consist of UAW 6000.
Well, we have over 17,000 members, and they're in all the state departments. We're the largest state employee union, and again, we have over 17,000 members in every department. The two biggest departments are the Department of Human Services and the Department of Corrections, but we have members in all the other departments as well.
Well, Ray, this budget issue seems like it's going to be in for a little bit more of a fight. It's not known if the votes are there, but when it comes to the package for the people you represent, it's not looking good. What are you going to do to try to battle this?
Well, I mean, fair-minded senators and representatives know that state employees over the last 8 to 10 years have done more to help the state balance its books than any other group. Last year, we had, as you know, Tony, we had 6 days off unpaid. This year, we're working 80 hours but only getting paid for 78. And so this is nothing new to us. And every fall, we wait for something to come around the corner. And we have, again, in the past, stepped up. We're hoping that a good retirement plan is passed, one that does not cut our pay or one that does not force us to give up more concessions, again, without going to the bargaining table. And we also hope that our departments are adequately funded. I mean, the depressing part about this whole thing is we really don't have any staff to lose, and as you may know, the Department of Human Services is operating under a federal court right now because they were sued by not having enough Children's Protective Services workers and foster care workers. So if that department, for example, is not adequately staffed, the irony is it could end up causing the state more money. So it's a challenging time. There's no doubt about it.
You know, that's something that we don't have a lot of information about. Can you elaborate on that court order?
Sure. The Department of Human Services was sued, and they actually settled with a...
Who sued them?
It was a children's rights advocacy group that sued them. And in part of the lawsuit, in the settlement, meant that there had to be certain standards met by the Department of Human Services. Like, for example, Children's Protective Services workers could not have more than 15 ongoing investigations at one time. And foster care workers could not have, for example, more than, say, 22 open foster care cases. But the problem is when you're not staffed adequately, it's hard to keep those numbers down. And the federal court is monitoring the department. And if they don't keep their numbers down, they could be fined. And again, that would end up causing the state more money. So we've been advocating all along for more staff. So that we can do a good job of protecting children and vulnerable adults. and also avoid, you know, any fines.
Ray Holman is the spokesperson for UAW 6000. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Gretchen Whitmer, a senator from the 23rd District, Ray, is one of the legislators who wants to see the state employees keep that 3% raise. But there's a lot of other state senators as well as state representatives who don't feel that way. Do you think that they're picking on you guys because you're easy bait? It's easy to take away from the state employees?
Well, I think you have something there, Tony. You know, it's easy to come after our wages and benefits because then you don't have to make tough decisions regarding revenues, or you don't have to cut popular programs. But what we would say is there's other things you can do. For example, the state has over $13 billion in private contracts. Now, if you cut private contracts, say, by 5%, that would save you annually $800 million. That would wipe away next year's deficit. And, you know, in the private sector, that's what they do. Ford, GM, the first thing they do when they have trouble is cut their private contracts. And that's something the state could do. Why not cut the private contracts 5%? And then you're going to have the ability to staff the departments.
All right, Ray. Well, thanks so much. We'll be staying in touch with you to see how this budget situation, especially as how it impacts UAW 6000. We'll stay in touch with you about that. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tony.